Boomed at Gosford on May 5. Now, I was very heavily back, $2.80, got a mile back, made up good ground, got the 2.3 lengths by Mad About You and Zero Cash. That'll be good enough to win this race. Only thing that worries me now that the rail's out so far is because he normally gets back, or she does, but I think she's still got enough talent to beat him. Four on top, nine IB a dancer, got a lot of speed, probably lead races well on the track. Five Striker Rose for Carolyn Searcy, who Brennan is the part owner of the horse. One well, two starts back. And number three, Rocco in the house. He's capable of being up on the speed. 4, 9, 5, and 3.
And what about the last here, Gary? Take out 4, 7, 12, and then 14 and 15.
Well, Fun Loving, one of Gay's, was ridden by this young Victorian boy, Chris Caserta, when it won here first up. Now, the boy let it run. It strode along in front and was chased hard in the race by a horse of Gary Portelli's that won at Wyong on Tuesday. Now, they beat the others out of sight. I think there was a bit of merit in the run. I'm sure the young fella will, he'll claim to, he'll let it stride again today. And from the good barrier, I think it'll lead and be very hard to beat. Number five, Ajita, trained by Kylie Gavenlock for the collar bosses. It won well here. When Abdullah rode it, then it run third the other day. Number 13's got a hope. It's got a run now, the emergency. Meneke Bell for Albert Stapleford. Young Kayla Weir, Michaela Weir will ride. She'll take three off. Hasn't had a lot of luck in a couple of placings lately. And two betrayed for Ronnie Quinton. 3, 5, 13, and 2. Best bet, mate. I'll go with my amazing cool. Race 7, number 13. Four.
Race yep, 7, number four. First race at 11:40. We'll have your late mail right through the day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Good on you, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at the Bobon meeting at Newcastle. The racing talk continues next on Tab Talk. And don't forget, with the early start at Rose Hill at 11:25, Darren Flindell will be on air in an hour with the very latest.
When the traffic snarls are getting you down, escape to a world full of Sacred Hill wine and try Sacred Hill Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Out Hornsby, two car smash on Gorston Road near Ethel Street affecting westbound traffic at the moment. Quakers Hills, look at that truck causing all sorts of problems. He's broken down on the M7 near Railway Road. One northbound lane is closed there. He's in lane one. Watch out for him. Rose Bay, got a bus broken down on Old South Head Road and Towns Road. Watch out for that. M5 steady from Liverpool down to the tunnels. If you're onto the airport of Sydney, things have settled down nicely around the international and domestic terminals. And the M4 drama free from Eastern Creek down to Homebush and through the forest. A little slow in places on Warringah Road, the Parkway and Forest Way, and the Roseville Bridge drama free in both directions. You know the milk is your milk in your cereal is a natural package of 8 essential nutrients your body needs. It's amazing what milk can do. See for yourself and have a legendary day. I'm Dennis Lee on Sky Sports Radio.
USG Boral is a building materials manufacturer that offers more than just ceilings and plasterboard. We deliver innovations designed to help you build better. From creating the very first plasterboard to developing the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia with sag-defying strength, our legacy dates back more than a century. And with every project you do, USG Boral will be there with the products and advice you need. Proud supporter of a job well done. Learn more at usgboral.com.
Hi, Adam McDougall here. If you're busy like me and want to get healthier, then you need the Man Shake. The Man Shake is a healthy meal in a shake, and it tastes great. The Man Shake works. We've helped thousands of Aussie blokes lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. And now I want to help you. To make it easy, buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. That's right, a week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
They're shifting around on the barriers. They're up. They're ready. Racing as well.
It's the 150th running of the Epsom and the gates open. They're off and racing.
With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Yes, our Saturday edition of Tab Talk. We're going to bring you the very latest on these meetings. Nick Quinn is joining us, our regular, on a Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Nick.
Good morning to you too, Andrew. It's going to be a great day's racing across the country. Obviously, Rose Hill will be the focus, but Group 1 racing at both Doomben and across at Morfettville.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to bring some key interviews. Stephen Marsh has brought one to run at Rose Hill, which we'll chat about shortly. And, of course, Paul Joyce will be on as well. But our good mate, Dean Lester, I'm not too sure whether he's made it to Adelaide, but the quarterback lines up in the Group 1, so we'll wait and see what unfolds with Dino during the show. Chris Toogood has the latest out at Rose Hill, track manager. Morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Has it cleared out there in the city? We've got a bit of blue sky now.
Yeah, we've had a bit of cloud and then the sun comes out. It's starting to burn off that high cloud and it should be a fine sunny afternoon, I think.
Okay, now with the weather that we've had, it's been just attractive to have a good rated track today.
Yeah, we've got a good three. Penetrometer at 4.49 and the rails at 6 metres.
Much discussion always on a Saturday. You guys listen to Mike and Ron talking about whether they'll be able to come off the pace, on the pace. A lot of it is pace related, but this track's in pretty good order.
Yeah, no, that's right, Andrew, and I think it's fairly even right across. So I think if there is any sort of bias, it'll be more pace related.
Okay, and the rail we should mention there is at 6 metres.
Okay. That's right.
Good on you, Chris. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, mate. Chris Toogood, track manager at Rose Hill. An early start there, 11.25. Quinny, you'll be on air with Darren in less of an hour to give us, well, we normally call it the late mail, but it's in fact going to be very early mail.
Nah, it's going to be fantastic, the early start there today as well. As you said, the first at 11.25. Hopefully punters can get a few winners nice and early on the day and build a bank with their betting across the country.
Yeah, for sure. Stephen Marshall will join us in a moment, the New Zealand-based trainer who's got an interesting runner at Rose Hill. But just on these, the Group 1 in Adelaide, we've focused a fair bit on Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne so far. Peter Ellis will be on air in about an hour's time with the latest and his thoughts for Morfordville. But what's happening in the Goodwood?
It's been a very competitive betting race, as expected. Over the course of the last decade, this race has thrown up a few roughies, and there's money for a few of them again this year, including number nine, Fast and Rocking, now a $19 chance in from 21, has had support. The favourite is Blackheart Bart at 4.20. Cepedo's been popular, 5.50 into 5, while Under the Louvre backed at double figure odds earlier on in the week, a $10 chance into 6.50. We will be speaking to Dean Lester. He's got a share in number 2, the quarterback, a $16 chance. I did read in one of the form guide comments, though, from the barrier might need a pogo stick to get over his rivals from there.
Yeah, that's the issue, but we'll talk to Dino in a little while. Paul Joyce still to come, but Stephen Marsh, the last time he was in Sydney, he won an Oaks with Sophia Rosa, and he's back with Sirius Satire lining up in the fifth out there at Rose Hill. Morning, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
No, great to have you on. When did the filly come over for this?
She arrived over on Wednesday night and just hasn't, the trip hasn't worried her at all. She's settled in perfectly. Her manners are a lot better than Sophia Rosa, which is good, so shouldn't see too many acts like she puts on. But no, could not fault her. I think she looks enormous going into the race. Great draw. I guess 59 kilos is a little bit of a concern, but yeah, she's a good filly.
The two wins have been good. I know one of them recently, or going back it was, to middle of last year, but has the talent. Now, just take us through particularly the first up run.
Okay, well, look, she won her first two races in the spring. They were very good wins. Then third up at Te Rapa, the track was very firm. She was probably just starting to feel her shins, and she jarred right up. So we spelled her from there, and her fresh up run this time in the Cambridge Breeders, she is luckless. She was travelled up really good, couldn't get out, got galloped on, and it was just a bit of a non-event. They broke 1.9. So I certainly wouldn't read anything into that race. We were very happy with her going into it, and we could not fault her coming out of it either.
Okay. You've drawn a gate. Does she normally race up on this pace?
I think over 1,400 will use our gate. She'll be able to just put herself right in behind the real speed. I'd like to see her in the first sort of 4 or 5. And, you know, she has got a good turn of foot. There is obviously all the talks with the favourite, but Chris Waller horse, obviously a very smart horse, but, you know, we should get a good run in transit. I'd just love to see her have every chance, get wound up and have every chance at them.
And is she on the way to Brisbane if she ran well here, Steve?
No, she's not. If she could win today, we might just take her straight home. If not, we'll run her in a couple of weeks' time in the same graded race at Rose Hill over 1,500. But we really want to look at getting some money in the bank
and getting to, so she can get into a decent race in Melbourne in the spring. I really think Melbourne in the spring might be her go.
Even this far from home, is there a race you're potentially thinking about there?
Yeah, there's a mares kicker off in the mares, like 1200 metres race on Memsey Day, and then goes 1400. Then there's just so many options for the mares. You can take, she's flying. You can head towards the sort of Group Ones, and if not, you can, there's a tier down. It's just like it's really Melbourne is great for the mares, so we've got heaps of options. She'll tell us which way we're going to take her, the big time or just down a tier.
Mm. If she does win a race, it's a nice predicament to have then, working out which race you do target.
It'll be lovely. I certainly hope we have that problem in the spring.
Let's hope so. So from what you're telling us, there's no excuse today. She's travelled well. She's done everything right. Good grass cover. So while we're on a good three, hopefully it's not too firm for her.
No, look, I think there is a very good grass cover there, and I don't think we've got any excuses. If she gets a good run in transit and gets every chance, I'd like to think she'd be very competitive.
Okay, so that's serious satire today for Steve Marsh, race 5, number 2. And just while we've got you, how's the Oaks winning filly?
She's looking enormous, actually. She's strengthened right up again. She looks a picture. She'll come in first week in June and have a slow build up, and at this stage we'll kick her off in the Memsey Stakes and go through there and hopefully on towards the Caulfield Cup. But certainly I thought she looked great in the autumn. She looks better again now.
Fantastic. That's Sophia Rosa. Well, midweek we had Roger James win with Romantic Maid, who's definitely on the way to Brisbane. Who knows about your filly today? Good luck, Steve. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Stephen Marsh joining us over with Serious Satire. What are we betting there at the moment in race 5, Quinny?
Pretty generous odds. Currently a $13 fixed odds chance, Andrew. So, and just as I speak, out to 14. So the bookies obviously thought that on the back of that interview, we've put the kiss of death on. So a $14 chance, one of the shorter price favourites there in Tarita, all the rage at $2. But hopefully can run well there. And it's nice just to get a bit of insight into the plan of attack as well if you do follow Serious Satire today. Win, lose or draw, you know what her plan of attack might be over the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, exactly. I never underestimate Steve when he brings a horse. They normally do run well, so we'll wait and see on that. Rose Hill, as I say, that first race, first of nine, comes up at 11:25. The gates will be virtually opening out there at Rose Hill, and then the general admission gates open up in about 15 minutes. So looking forward to watching all that unfold. One horse, Speeth, in race 3 at Rose Hill, and Paul Joyce will join us in just a tick. But Speeth in the third race today. Bryce Hayes was on earlier with us, Quinny, saying basically that barrier 1 is a bit sticky, in his words. What's the market telling us here?
Now, Speeth has been popular, and it was an absolutely brilliant victory when resuming. It has been 320 into 260 today, is the favourite now from Pioneering 380. Then we have Noble Joey 550. But Speeth has been one runner that's been popular from the times markets opened and has attracted support today, where he's firmed again from 270 to 260. So the barrier's not putting punters off. Will be fascinating what happens as the race approaches.
All right, I'm getting echo on my line, so hopefully that's not the case going to wear. But at 14 after 10 here on Sky Sports Radio, Dean Lester will join us in the next 10 minutes or so to go through his thoughts. He's got the quarterback lining up, obviously, in the good Wood, but he'll always have thoughts on the total race. So Dean Lester is coming up. Paul Joyce is also about to join us with his, well, it wouldn't be a Saturday without Paul finding some value at big odds, and he's online. Morning to you, Joycey.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Heading out to Rose Hill, actually. It's an early start, so already on the road, and only the one roughie at Rose Hill. I was doing very well back since I tipped at Bewell on Thursday, and then I've gone into state to find a couple in the Group 1.
All right, well, give us the one locally for Rose Hill.
Look, it's race 7, number 5, Very Delicious. When I checked this morning, she's in now to $9, but obviously she's firmed up right through betting. Going back through her form, she's a Rose Hill specialist. She's had 6 starts at the track, 3 wins, 3 placings. Last preparation, she ran 3rd in a Group 2 race behind Peeping, and here she is today in a benchmark 93, 3rd up off a spell. And she's coming off 2 runs yet again in group company. So she's beautifully placed off barrier 2. I think the market got it wrong when they posted it. They're finally starting to get to the right price, but at $9, I'm still keen to have something on.
Well, she's firmed again today into $8.50 now, Joycey. As much as $21 was available, has been one of the better back runners at a longer price today. So hopefully plenty of punters that are following you can be on the money there. But I'm still not complaining now, taking $8.50 on Berry Delicious. What else have you got for us today, my value-packed friend?
We're going to the Group 1s, Quinny. We'll go to the Doomben Cup, obviously up in Queensland. We're going race 7 at number 3, Our Ivanhoe, a horse that you'd know well from down in Victoria. Look, he's a class runner. There's only two horses in this race that have won Group 1s, and that is Bulk Stock and Barrel and Our Ivanhoe. They're very difficult races to win, and horses that haven't won one yet at weight for age always do it tough to crack that nut. But Our Ivanhoe's done it twice. He ran third in a Caulfield Cup. I don't think any of these would be able to do that. He was unlucky in the Melbourne Cup. His only bad run was in the BMW and he came in under an injury cloud. I'm prepared to forgive that run. I think he's great value today. Race 7, number 3, Our Ivanhoe.
He does seem the forgotten runner, doesn't he, considering what he did in the spring. He's a $10 chance. Haraki heads the betting at $3.40.
All right, so that's the second one. So you go to the Goodwood.
Yeah, we're going to the Goodwood at Morpheville. Now, I do think Blackheart Bart's the horse to beat, the favourite, but there's one there that I'll back heavily for the place, and it's race 7 at number 6, Big Money for Rod Northam. Now, he's taken this horse all the way from Scone to Morpheville to have a crack at the Group 1. He's a great first-up performer. He's had 6 tries first-up for 2 wins and 2 placings. He's always mixed it with the absolute best, and I think he's snuck under the radar big time here at massive odds. I'll have a small win bet on him and stack up the place. Race 7, number 6, Big Money.
$26 available, $7.25 a drum. Ooh, looks a nice little cheeky one there for us, Joycey. If you can get one of them across the line today, as per usual, we'll be singing your praises. And I know a lot of punters like taking a quaddie on your advice. Can you help us out there today?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I do think the favourites will dominate at Rose Hill, so I'm pretty confident we'll hit this quaddie. First leg, we'll take 5, 4 and 9. The second leg, 5, 12, 10 and 7. Third leg, 11, 3, 13 and 6. And we'll bring it home with 3, 8, 9 and 1. $20 gets us a bit over 10% of the dividend, so you don't have to outlay too much today. And you should be able to enjoy those last 4 races at Rose Hill, hopefully cheering the winner home in the last leg.
All right, so running through them for Paul Joyce, Rose Hill, race 7, number 5, Berry Delicious. Then we go to the Doomben Cup, race 7, number 3, Our Ivanhoe. And at Morfordville, race 7, number 6, Big Money. And the quaddie for Rose Hill in the first leg, 5.49. The second leg, 5.12, 10 and 7. The third leg, 11.3, 13 and 6. And the last race, 9. The last numbers are 3, 8, 9 and 1. Good on you, Paul. Good luck out at Rose Hill today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, Joycey.
Paul Joyce there. A little break and then our good friend, Dean Lester.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our UBeaut online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help. No problems.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au.
Be part of the biggest weanling sale in the Southern Hemisphere in 2016. The Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 19 to 22 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. For catalogues and information, visit Inglis.com.au.
Let's get back to Tab Talk on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Well, he's normally on a Saturday morning to give us his Melbourne tips with Nick Quinn here from tab.com.au, but he's not on because he's on a holiday, but we thought, hang on, let's get him on. It's Dean Lester, our good friend. Morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Nick.
Now, I spoke to Robbie Griffiths off air earlier in the week. Have you made the trek?
No, I haven't. It's a long story, but we had trouble with flights getting home, actually, as anything. So I've got commitments tomorrow, so I'll have to watch from afar. Hopefully he runs well.
Well, let's hope you're yelling and screaming. It appears, just talking with Robbie, as I say, during the week, that you've done the freshen up and you've just got to hope he's got another peak run in the horse's system here.
Yeah, that's it. And we're a little bit in the dark because Robbie said that he thought he'd had one more good run in him, so he didn't want to trial him and and maybe even use that up in a trial. So he's sort of 5 weeks without a run or a trial. So we go in fresh, hoping. Don't think Barrier One's any great luxury for him. The only thing is that he's got Blackheart Bark probably up in front of him. If Blackheart Bark gets a bit of luck, we might too, because we'll probably be following him.
Dino Cooney here. When Barrier 1 came out, I did see one of the form experts in Melbourne say he might need a pogo stick to win from there. Obviously, he's going to need a slice of luck, and is that the way you envisage who will be ridden?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have a nickname for our jockey, Max Allen. I call him Red Dog because he's like a dog at the greyhounds. He loves diving up the inside. So if anyone's going to use Barrier 1 well, Max will do the job for us.
And the way that the track does look like, Plain, just having a look at some of the ratings and everything, they should be able to win from anywhere. So hopefully, if that luck does come, it certainly won't be a swooper's track.
That's right. Well, he's got the speed to use it. So if the brakes come, he'll need a lot of luck because he's up in the weight and he's a backmarker. But, he's got the talent, and there's a group of them that all ran in the William Reid, and I don't think there'll be a lot between them the finish today.
Now, we know you're one of the most respected form gurus anywhere across the country. You seem to have a nice, relaxed temperament. Does that change when you're watching a horse run?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I get a little bit agitated. Because I don't have to review it tomorrow or anything for radio, I'll be able to just watch my own horse. So it'll be probably even more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, no, exactly. Hey, this rail's out a bit today. Is this one, they mentioned, they do get off the rail, don't they? I mean, what I'm saying is that there is a chance you're going to get that right run.
Yeah, well, there's not, that's right. There mightn't be a real pack down to the inside, but this day's had different rail movements. I remember a few years ago they went from five back to true, and it was a down on the fence day, and so I think it was at 2 metres today, so it's a different sort of structure again, but overall Morphers will place pretty well, really.
And Dino, how do you go when you're having your inverted brackets holidays, considering you're currently on radio discussing horse racing?
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a surprise to get that call up, but always happy to help out.
No, maybe you're relaxed, and that's why
I'm very relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm still in touch with the form, because these horses only ran 2 and 3 weeks ago, but it's the next 2 weeks where I lose total touch, so I'll have to catch up.
Yeah, no, exactly. Have you got any other fancies?
I reckon there's one huge odds in the Goodwood thing. We're talking the Goodwood.
Yeah.
I think Churchill Dance is a massive chance in the race. I just think he'll get a beautiful run. I mean, Barrier 14, the speed's outside him. He'll around him, like Super One and Sir Bible out wide. He'll just probably slot in fifth or sixth, but I just think he's huge odds. What's he, Quinny? About $31?
That's exactly right. $31 there, Nicol, taking the ride, one of the five Hayes Davenick runners in the race.
Yeah, I think he's a terrific chance at good odds.
So maybe you might be watching two in the run, Dino.
You're probably right there, Quinny, because I have availed myself of that $31 thanks to tab.com.au.
I will say, you sound totally different. I can't wait to get on holiday. If I sound like you, I can't wait.
Oh, it's been fantastic, Andrew. Absolutely fantastic. I've had a wonderful couple of weeks. Still got a little bit to go, and it's good. It's good.
Mate, I hope the run horse runs really well for you. Pokes through late and gets in to some money if it doesn't win, but good luck.
Yeah, we'll be hoping him all Grand Dreamer, even at Flemington.
Yeah, you're in Grand Dreamer too. Yeah, Mark, we mentioned it earlier with Mark Hunter running in race four, and Robert Smurden sort of been on there saying to you guys, I presume, via email, that, you just need a bit of luck.
Yeah, he's of the opinion, probably a little bit short for him, but and that's fair enough too. But he'll be looking for, I think Flemington will really suit him, which is what I'm looking forward to seeing. So hopefully a good run there.
What did you make of his last run at the Bull?
I don't think he stayed, Nick. Whether in the heavy ground, at 2350 was a bit far for him because he likes the wet, and that wasn't an issue. But I just thought the last 200 he was a bit plain, hence he's been back very sharply in distance, but this was the best sort of run with an eye to a race at Moonee Valley in about 3 weeks.
All right. Good luck with Grand Dreamer and particularly the Group 1. Thanks for your time, Dean. Enjoy the rest of the break, mate.
Good on you.
Thanks,
Dean. Dean Lester joining us there. Just on the Goodwood, our Hunter Valley trader from Scone, Rod Northam's online with Big Money that was mentioned just minutes ago by Paul Joyce. Morning to you, Rod.
Morning, Andrew.
I spoke to you along the road this week, or virtually along the road. Took you a couple of days, but you mapped it out, and the horse seemed to do everything really well.
Yeah, he has. He's arrived here really well. I can't use the travel as an excuse because he's done really well. Yeah, just looking forward to getting to the races today.
You've obviously picked out this race because you could have easily gone to Brisbane because the horse has been there in the past. So what's your feeling here on this race?
Well, I just sort of thought with set weights and penalties, you'll get, you know, he's got 56.5. We go to Brisbane, the sort of lead ups to the Stradbroke are both weight for age. We've got to carry 59 kilos. It's only sort of, I know it's only sort of 2.5 kilos, but it's quite a bit for him because he's not a big horse. And generally, the Goodwood can sometimes be a little bit weaker, but I reckon we've struck a pretty strong one this year.
Yeah, no, it is extremely strong. How do you read the pace then? You've been local for a couple of days and people talk about it. Where do you think he'll get to?
I'm hoping we'll just be midfield with a bit of cover. So we can be three deep with a trial, and then generally it's a high pressure race. They generally go quite hard in the Goodwood, and winners generally come from midfield. So hopefully we can be midfield and be tracking into it, turning for home and get the last crack at them.
One final one, big money, is that we've seen the gallop at Scone on the Friday of the carnival, but then you gave him another one Monday before you left. You've tried to take that real freshness out of him?
Yeah, I did. The idea of Scone was just to get the race day experience with a big crowd, and he did that. He got quite hot and sweated up, and so we've sort of taken his sort of first up run out of him, because he can be a bit fresh first up. And he also had a trial as well, which is not what he didn't trial before last prep as well. So he's had a good hard hit out over 1,000. He's had a good gallop race day at Scone. And he's had another bit of work on Monday before we left. And I'm really happy with how he is going to this race today.
Yeah, as you say, you've walked into a really strong race, but we know how good he can be too on his day, mate. Good luck with Big Money today, and Robert Thompson takes the ride. You're good, mate.
Yeah, he does. Yep. Yeah. No, we're hoping we can win today. It was his owner, Phil, passed away sort of 3 weeks ago, so we're just hoping we can. He might be up there giving us a little kick up the bum to get him across the line.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good luck. Thanks a lot, Rod.
Thanks, Andrew.
Rod Northam, the trainer of Big Money, lining up in the Goodwood. The Doomben Cup, let's just finish on that, Nick. We've mentioned the Goodwood a great deal, but the Doomben Cup, Haraki gets the blinkers on. What's happening there at the moment?
Yeah, Haraki's been popular today. 360 currently available. Just drifted slightly from 350, but has been popular. Volkstock and Barrel, the second elect at $5. Noble Protector, $9. Libaz has been one that's firmed at a price. Obviously was outstanding winning last start and has been 12 into $9.50 to go back-to-back. R. Ivanhoe, a $10 chance. One of Paul Joyce's each-way specials for the day.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I wanted to finish Tab Talk with Tony Brazel's trial fancies because he got 2 out of 2 last week. Now, the first of them is in Sydney in the last race, Race 9, Rose Hill, Race 9, number 9, La Cordon Bleu for Hawks Racing, Race 9, number 9.
Currently a $9 chance, Race 9, number 9 at 9.
Righto, and the other one is in the Doomben Cup, Race 7, number 9, Noble Protector.
Yeah, Noble Protector, another one at $9. Fascinating runner, Noble Protector, because had such a high spruik about 12 months ago. Probably hasn't lived up to that, but potentially could be back in punters' good books with a win today.
Yeah, exactly. So the two for Tony Brazel, Race 9, number 9 at Rose Hill, and Doomben, Race 7, number 9. Tab Talk tomorrow between 10 and 10.30. We'll be previewing the French Open. Wally Masseur is going to be doing that, and we'll also preview tomorrow's Nowra Cup. So that's tomorrow morning between 10 and 10.30 on Tab Talk.
I'll be listening to that because Wally, he's been tipping really well when you've had him on the program.
Exactly. And you'll be back in about half an hour to give us the late mail for Rose Hill.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrew.
Nick Quinn there from tab.com.au. Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you own. No money to enjoy this weekend. give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. It's tailored to your budget and it's interest-free. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au. That's it for Racing HQ. Up next to the early mail for Harness and Greyhound followers, you'll have the winners there. 11 o'clock out to Rose Hill. You've got Simon Dinopoulos, Ashes Aces, all that sort of stuff as well between 11 and 12. Stay with your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, buy any Fisher and Paykel washing machine and receive a bonus year supply of Coal Power washing powder. A fantastic bonus from Fisher and Paykel and Bing Lee. Conditions apply. See binglee.com.au or in-store for details.
This coming week on the Big Sports Breakfast, we've got five, yes, that's five, smartphones with built-in digital radio to give away. Catch the Big Sports Breakfast from Monday for your chance to score an LG Stylus DAB Plus smartphone valued at $449.
Sky Sports Radio has the South Coast Cup action covered this Sunday. Nowra has their $30,000 cup as part of the annual Girls' Day Out Race Day. Hab Talk, the Early Mail and the National Racing Service will have all the Nowra action this Sunday on Sky Sports Radio.
A massive jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $50,000 Big Six jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens. That's right, a $50,000 Big Six jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens. First leg is race 4 at 110. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 first 4 jackpot on the New South Wales Trotters Oaks at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Race 5 at 7:20. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Be part of the biggest weanling sale in the Southern Hemisphere in 2016. The Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 19 to 22 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. For catalogues and information, visit inglis.com.au.
This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and it's time for the early mail. Scratchings, track reports and tips for a day at the races.